getting better.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I'll be right there. I just got one more drop of list to put on. It works pretty fast. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts on Genesis are free. Just go to USAPrepares.com. If you need to refresh your memory or revisit something that you've heard on this broadcast, just click on the website. And converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Nathan is producing the worldwide broadcast today. And with us is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You might know him as the real Fox Mulder of The X-Files. He wrote the first six episodes of The X-Files, and he was the lead Navy physicist at the Pentagon. And he's currently a world-class farmer. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is a scientist. He's the author of many books, including ESP Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning.
Hey, Rick, you're pretty quiet this morning.
Well, no. I want to personally thank those donations for helping get my old website back up and running, especially Grace Thorne and several others. They helped me get that process started, and I just personally wanted to thank them for that. You know, my webmaster had died last year, and then my website got hacked. And because of coding problems, it had to get restructured. There was no way we could go in and fix it. We had to rebuild it from scratch because of the way it was hacked.
Well, it's I just took a quick look, Rick. It looks like it's starting to come along fine. Class action.
Yeah, it's going to have a different look, not as much doom and gloom, and there will be some icons. You know, you have the red section. That will be on radiation, and that's because it's one of my main primary concerns.
You know,
there will be a series of sections on it. It will be different and more accessible, I think, easier to find things.
Rick, you got a section on radiation. Less doom and gloom, huh?
Less doom. Yeah, that's an oxymoron. Sorry. Yeah.
So that's a class. If you'd like to go to the website, it's richardallenmiller.com. RichardAlanMiller.com. And if you'd like to get to the website and peruse some of the books that you may want to purchase, oak-publishing.com, oak-publishing.com. Rick, there are a couple of things that I'd like to mention. One of them is we have a post on our website about television and how it can change your accent. So if you watch...
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, well, let me just click on it. It's kind of interesting because it can change the way that you tend to pronounce words. Well, here's where I'm going with this. If television can cause us to buy a $200 pair of sneakers rather than maybe a $50 pair, and if television can induce us to buy things that we would not normally buy, and if television can change our accents and change our way of thinking and sway our votes, well, what about programming the mind to condition us that, man, murder's not so bad. Because if you look at some of the young thugs in the inner cities, they will pull a knife or a gun and kill somebody without hesitation whatsoever. So I'm talking
some
about...
Some of that comes from the violence on TV. That has been, for a number of years, why they have parental discretion advised, you know, that kind of thing. It starts with play, where you get a little cap pistol or a water pistol, mm-hmm. and you want to be an Indian today rather than a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had cap pistols, and I had a couple BB guns, and I had a pellet gun, and I wasn't out there, and I'm not out there killing my neighbors.
No, but you do carry a pistol. So yeah. You are still armed and dangerous. It's just not as much play as it used to be.
Well, Rick,
but,
you know...
So you're divine right.
You know, right down the road from the farm, there is a Chinese factory outlet, and it's in Marshfield, Missouri, maybe 20 miles or so from the farm. And it's kind of on the way to Springfield. So if I were going to Ziggy's, I could swing by and you know, stop in at the Chinese factory outlet. Well, a few young ladies were in there, and they were open carrying their pistols. I mean, this is the same one that I go to once in a while, if I have to. I really don't like going to the Chinese factory outlet. But someone saw these young ladies in Walmart with their open carry, perfectly legal, called the cops. The cops were not all that nice. So I'm going to see if I can put the post of that YouTube video on the website sometime today. The bottom line is I walked in there to buy a automotive battery for our son who had a dead battery. And I stopped there because that particular Chinese factory outlet had this very large size international battery. And I picked it up, and guy saw me at the tire and battery section. He said, "Well, it's a good thing you didn't walk in through the front door. They don't like that stuff." Like, you know, gun. And I said, "What are you talking about?
That, wanting to buy a battery or carrying a pistol while you're buying a battery?"
The latter, carrying a pistol. So I had, yeah. I had my, I was dressed the way I normally am. You know, nothing special. I just had my, I was on my 45, right? So I, you know, walked right through the front door. No problem. I mean, I don't brandish this thing.
Think
it's
about
just,
it that way, though. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, no one seemed to notice. No one seemed to care, and that's the way it should be. Well, the sales clerk behind the register, a guy, said, you know, it's a good thing that they didn't see me or I didn't come through the front door because they would call the cops on me. And I said, you know, there is no posting on the front door that says you cannot carry a firearm in the Chinese factory outlet. So, Clark, the way it is in Missouri.
Now at Starbucks.
Now, the way it is in Missouri, class, it, for a... you can carry a handgun, open carry or conceal carry, into any business unless that business posts that you cannot. You know, of course, you can't bring it into a business that sells alcohol, that kind of thing. Restaurants that have more than 50% of their revenue in alcohol sales, but you know, and some in churches, unless you have permission, in government buildings. But you know, for the most part, you can carry your gun in businesses in Missouri unless it's posted, you know, at the front door or the entry where you happen to be going in, that you cannot. So what I did was absolutely perfectly legal. What these young ladies did was perfectly legal, but the police gave them a hard time. So I just wanted to share that with you.
If you were to live here in Oregon, mm-hmm. We're, you know, pretty rural, where we, you know, like you are, where you are right now. And basically, nobody carries a pistol around because it's a retirement community of people from California. Mm-hmm. And their values and expectations and daily living things would be frightened if they saw someone carrying a hunting rifle or a pistol or even, you know, it's like carrying a slingshot or something. You know, it's what's your intent with it?
Mm-hmm. Well, my intent...
So many people in the world that... The intent then becomes an issue. I think the reason Starbucks is making this big ruling about asking people to leave their pistols outside is because the pro-arms people are trying to use them as a political move, and Starbucks doesn't want to be involved in the decisions of yes or no. Well, the thing is a very emotional issue. And
well, it's really simple.
Pros and cons, but, you know.
It's really simple. Rick, if I can't defend myself, I'm not going there. Seriously.
Well, that's right. And the pistol is an equalizer. That's the bottom line.
Well.
It makes everybody equal.
Yeah, and everybody's more polite, for Pete's sake. Really? I mean,
well,
you think
they are, you know, concerned. Imagine what it was like in the Wild Wild West when we didn't have any laws and you just carried your pistol any darn where you wanted to, and even being drunk with your pistol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of all of this, Rick, there was an officer, Randall Carrick, and he was involved in a shooting in North Carolina. Now, here's what happened. There was a man who was driving his vehicle in the early hours of Saturday morning, and he crashed. He crashed his car. And he walked half a mile to a neighborhood where he was pleading for help. The homeowner heard this and called 911 and urged the police, you know, please hurry. You got to come and help. So this man is pleading for help. And the cops show up. The cops show up and kill him. So here's a guy is in a car wreck, a car accident. He walks for help.
Yeah.
24-year-old guy, a football player, and he's black. The homeowner calls 911. The cops show up, and one of the cops discharges 12 rounds. I guess he would have discharged 20 if he had him. But he shoots the guy. He shoots 12 rounds. 10 rounds hit this guy and kill him. Rick, this is absolutely out of control. We need to have gun confiscation. We need to take guns away from the cops. Rick, they're killing us. We are not.
Well, that's what they did in England. You know, they have those kinds of concepts in other countries.
Rick, we are not shooting the police. The police are shooting us.
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be a policeman walking up to an unknown car that was aberrant in its behavior and not sure what I'm going to find. That's kind of a scary thing, too. You have to see it from both sides.
That's almost as scary, Rick. That's,
it used to be against the law not to carry a pistol because that's what kept England over in England.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237. 686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine, January 2011. After a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, some of the best broadcasting is during the break. Unfortunately, it doesn't go out over the air. But anyway, Rick, Rick, you were talking about you wouldn't want to be a cop or a police officer approaching a car with unusual behavior. But you know, on the other hand, you know, because it might be frightening to the cop. Now, okay, I'll buy that. But also, what's it like when we're approached with six police cars, you know, with guns drawn?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and you know, I've been approached by some cops at an event. I've mentioned this a couple times since I've been on the air. I was at a convention, and three cops show up in front of me, and they ask me, "Are you Mr. Finelli?" And so, like, what's up? And but what I didn't know was, you know, these guys are all fanned out, ready to shoot me. And one guy's got his left hand on his gun belt. You know, his right hand is right behind his gun, safety off, ready to shoot me. And then behind me, in case they miss, is another cop. So, Rick, actually, I think we really need gun confiscation. Let's get the guns out of the hands of the cops because they are out of control. They're tasing us. They're beating us with batons. They're throwing 130-pound women down or is slamming their faces into the patrol cars. They're sniping. They're driving around with vehicles that are, you know, red and maroon and blue and tan. And, you know, they're trying to blend in. Well, why aren't they visible? We're paying them to protect and serve, not to snipe and ticket. Boy, I hit my own button. Bud in Montana, you are on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Finelli.
brother from another mother. I really do love your program, Vince. I just wanted to tell you about an incident that happened here in Montana, because I carry also. Mm-hmm. And I've been through the up here in Montana. We have a really good sheriff. I like him. I've got to be friends with him, and went through his Sheriff Citizens Academy. He actually puts one on for about 10 weeks. It's really good. I mean, it exposes you to all the aspects of the sheriff's department and different stuff, you know. But anyway, I carry, and he knows it, you know, and stuff like that. And I was in the grocery store one day. And I didn't have a vest on necessarily at that time. And I was just down the milk aisle, and this guy and his wife and this little girl are there. And I'm looking in the same aisle, you know, and this guy kind of looks around and sees that I have a weapon, you know. And he tells his daughter, says, "Better move over, honey. That man has a gun." And I looked at him and I said, "I'll tell you what, partner. You're a lot safer with me having it than me not having it." And he just kind of smiled and kind of got the idea, I think, just a little bit. You know, it was really, I think we got to use every opportunity to open people's ideas in their mind that, you know, it's not only just a constitutional right, but with the right people carrying, it's a wise move to that they're safer than they are without it. All they are if you don't have any.
Extremely valid, and I absolutely agree with you. When I was in Amsterdam, I watched a couple with their 10-year-old son walk down through the red light district. This is a metaphor. And rather than alarm the child and, "Oh, you can't look at this, George," you know, that kind of thing, they just walked nonchalantly like there was nothing else going on there. And that child will not be probably as neurotic as most of the people are here in America right now with nudity. It's a shame the way we are culturally programmed with very things like that. Your sheriff sounds like it's a very cool. I do like Montana. I think Montana's kind of cool. So, bravo. I think your sheriff's very cool to do what he's doing.
Bud, let me ask you this. Would you kindly send me an email, vincent@usapreparers.com, with the name of your sheriff and contact information, if you could, because I would like to learn more about that sheriff's citizens training that he's got. I think it makes a lot of sense. Did you want to stay on past the break?
Sure, I'll stay on. And
all right, and I've got a comment about something that happened to me when I was carrying open in Springfield, Missouri. And I'll tell you that story when we come back. A woman approached me when I was carrying open. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why? Today.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and Bud from Montana has called in. And we're talking about carrying firearms at our side. And I just wanted to mention that I was in Springfield, Missouri at Ziggy's, at one of our meetups. And there was a woman sitting, Ziggy's has a very small bar behind a glass wall. And she was there, and I was walking through that area and during the meetup. And so the meetup was in progress, and our speaker was speaking. This woman said to me, she was hostile. She was a middle-aged woman sitting alone at the bar, and she came toward me, leaned toward me, and said, "Do you realize what a small probability there is that you would need that gun?" And I said, "Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I'm prepared for it." And And that was, you know, that was one hostile interaction from her part. There was another one at Ziggy's where one of the patrons in the back room, we were in the front room, we take over the front room, there's a whole bunch of us, and we were packed one night. I mean, oh, maybe, we probably exceeded the fire code. And there was this guy screaming at me because I was armed. He got out his cell phone. He was going to call the cops on me. I don't know if he did or not. But he was really hostile, but he was with his girlfriend or his wife, and he was trying to show how macho he was. But obviously he doesn't understand. And the other time that was that I was in a Chinese restaurant, and I was in line at the counter, and across the restaurant, this man sitting with his wife or girlfriend said to me, are you with the Treasury Department? And I turned around, and I smiled, and I walked over, and I said, why do you ask? And he said, well, you're carrying a gun. And it looks like a nice one. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm not. And he goes, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a broadcaster right here in Springfield, Missouri. And he said, well, that's really cool. So you're a broadcaster and you're walking around with an open carry. And I said, well, it's my duty. And he looked at me and I said, well, it is. It's my duty to protect me and my family and even you. If something bad were to happen here. And he said, you know, I'm really glad that you're carrying that firearm. So that, but those are a couple of my stories. Any last thoughts?
Yeah, I just had a funny story for you that's kind of interesting, I think. And maybe I'd like to actually get, you know, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's take on this. I think the populace as a whole, Vincent, has been is so dumbed down that, you know, you can't. I understand because I've got a lot of friends that are deputies. And I've hear them talk about some of the stupid things, you know, but I'll give you this story and then I'll listen for old Dr. Richard Allen Miller's response off air. This friend of mine is in the grocery store and he works there and he was stocking the milk, right? This older lady comes up to him and says, she taps him on the shoulder and he's stocking the milk now. Remember that. And she says, young man, I want the store milk. Can you show me where the store milk is? And he kind of looks at her and looks down at his milk and hands and says, well, it's right here, ma'am. And she says, no, that milk all comes from a cow. I want the store milk. I kid you not.
That's a great story.
And anyway, Vince, I was going to ask you one other question.
Did you know that in New York, the children don't know where milk comes from?
Sure, I believe that.
Educational reform is so needed now, and the public has been so brainwashed in just, you know, showing where milk comes from. It comes from a bottle. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
There's your
hey, Vince.
Mind control.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Hey, Vince, I was going to tell you, I'm the guy that called you a while back, and I live off the grid. I don't have a computer, but I was wondering on that Sheriff Citizens Academy, would it be all right if I text it to you on your text line?
That would be wonderful, and I will call you, Sheriff.
The concept of program is like what Sheriff Mack and some of the others are interested in trying to do is have a different spin on things. You know, it's just the law enforcement are people. They're not like out to get you, per se. Oh, yes, that's not true. Budget cuts aside, they do have speed traps. But, you know, it's... it doesn't have to be that way. It's supposed to be a community.
Well, I can tell you, Rick, but
that's why I like Montana, by the way. One of the things about Montana is its ruralness is such. It's like being in a deep snowstorm. It's a hardship, and when you have to endure a hardship with others, it brings you all closer together. I know that when we have a heavy snowstorm, how everybody comes together better and, you know, endures it as a mutual shared hardship. And law enforcement is the same thing. What has happened is that there are so many people from so many different places and values now that the rural community has have that in places like Idaho and Montana. It's wonderful. It that's why I live in a rural community. I like that feeling of shared hardship and working together when things go down sideways. Like if we have a flood, everybody's there to help.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Rick,
that's what the rural fire department was about. You know, it was a volunteer thing out where I lived up in Washington. That, you know, it was a shared hardship that if someone's house was burning down, everybody showed up to help fix that.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence County, the sheriff, Brad DeLay, is a constitutional sheriff. Had him on the broadcast with us. And I've tried to get our sheriff to allow me to volunteer. I can't get my sheriff to budge in the county where I live. He knows me for 7 years. I've seen him a lot. He's been to the farm. I mean, he really knows who I am. He knows what I do. As a matter of fact, I mean, he knows my voice, right? Well, I cannot get a citizen's academy. I cannot get a sheriff's auxiliary. I can't get anything going with this particular sheriff. So I'm a volunteer at a county 100 miles from the farm because I can't volunteer in my own county because our sheriff won't let him.
Wow.
That's why, but that's why I asked you for the information to contact your sheriff so I could find out how he's doing it. So maybe we can help enlighten our sheriff. Our sheriff has not come to our expos. He won't come on the radio with me. I can't get him to come to the meetups. Nothing. But anyway, that's boy, now I'm in trouble because this is going to be rebroadcasted. Midnight to 2.
All right,
oh, man. I'm in trouble now.
Nice meeting you, by the way. Yep. Thank you.
Hey, bud, bye-bye. Thanks so much. See you. Bye. Rick, I'm in trouble now. Seriously.
You're
broadcast.
Not in trouble. Actually, possibly your local sheriff should probably realize that what you're trying to do is make the thing right and
that
he needs to integrate some new concepts into his worldview.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He really is. But I believe he's using, well, you know, we got insurance problems. And I said, well, I'll just sign a waiver. You know, if I get shot, it's on me. But anyway, Rick,
you could be a volunteer in dispatch. You know, my girlfriend, when she retires, you know, always wanted to be a detective. That was one of her unrealized dreams. And, you know, we have volunteering. You know, I volunteer at the Brit for music. There's no reason why you can't do that in terms of a community watch system and or some kind of local infrastructure. I have this article I'm reading right now on how to do that with your local community and setting up a community that supports each other. It's, you know, for when the grid goes down.
Well, Rick,
the grid, by the way, is going to collapse. October 2nd is a planned one in FEMA Region 3 or Washington, D.C. It's supposed to be a 3-day event where they measure the effectiveness of their emergency response. I think it's going to be another false flag for other kinds of things going on, but they're planning to do that October 2nd in that region.
Rick, let's talk about that in just a couple minutes. We've got John from Nixa on with us. John from Nixa, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Finelli.
Hey, Vin. This is John, and I just want to let you know I just made a new friend of the show yesterday. We happened to be in Walmart. The only thing I was in the Chinese factory outlet for was some ammo. And I'd heard that they got a little shipment, so I went by and I was buying some, and I was concealed, so nobody knew that I had anything. But the guy walked up behind me, and he opened his gun was wide open and everything, big old holster, big old gun. And so we got to talking, and nobody seemed to care in the mix of Walmart. And I'm talking to him, and, you know, we were discussing, you know, the video that was on the web. And anyway, we were just discussing all this, and he actually was saying that the only time that he's ever been hassled, he says he's been carrying a gun on his side for years and years, and the only time he's ever been hassled was at a Taco Bell, and he says it was kind of late in the evening, about 11 o'clock at night, and he says there was a woman, a man, and three young children, and he says this guy just opened up on him, just cussing and screaming at him why he had a gun and why he had it in front of his children. And he simply looked at
him. Imagine what he was doing to teaching his children how to scream at other people.
Exactly,
you know,
and that's what he said. Yeah, he says, well, sir, the only person here that's making a scene in front of your children is you. You know, and so, you know, this, it's just kind of that mentality, you know, exactly. Oh my gosh, there's a gun, say something.
So. John, I was, and we're talking with John Dollarhite of Dollar Value Computers. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor right here in the Springfield community. His store is in Nixa, Missouri, and you can find him on the website, USAPrepares.com, page one, at the bottom under instructors. John, you and your family has been threatened by the federal government and threatened with a fine of $6.19 million for raising rabbits. So I just want to make sure everybody knows who you are. John, I was... And Rick, I was at Harbor Freight in Springfield, Missouri, and I was walking to my car after I made my purchase, and this truck flew down the parking lot, slammed on his brakes, rolled down his window, and this guy leaned out and he said, "That's really great. I'm so glad to see that you are setting an example for carrying open in Springfield, Missouri." I couldn't believe it. I wasn't really expecting quite that, but that's what happened. That's what happened. John, did you have something else you wanted to share with us?
No, I'm good. You know, fine.
Thanks. Nice to hear from you, John.
Hey, good. Thanks a lot.
You too, Rick. Bye-bye.
It's John from Nixa, John Dollarhite. Yep. He and his wife were fined $6.19 million by the USDA for raising rabbits, and he told them to stuff it, and he won. Richard Allen Miller and I are going to be back. We're going to talk about Timothy Leary when we come back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I just realized that before we go into Timothy Leary and that discussion, Dr. Richard Allen Miller was a friend of Timothy Leary, and Timothy Leary was one of Dr. Richard Allen Miller's instructors. Before we go into that, Rick, you mentioned there's going to be a grid takedown. Now, I did some research during the break, and there are several posts that talk about the grid going down November 13th and 14th. And let me just read this. It says
that's correct. October 2nd is something else. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There are very dark storm clouds gathering around the country and North America as a whole. Things are about to get dark, very dark, in just a few short weeks. In November 13th and 14th, 2013. Okay. The lights are about to go out. Will the lights come back on? It depends on who you ask. Given the past behavior of those in power, it would behoove all of us to prepare for the fact that we could be living for an extended time or period without electricity. Now, Rick, I don't know if this is true. This is just something that I happen to find several posts about this on the internet. Now, it could be, it very well could be, that this is a rumor that got picked up from one point and arrived on several posts. Or it could, in fact, be true. I don't know. But if it is true, taking down the grid is a pretty serious thing, because there are people who are on life support machines. There are people who are in hospitals. There are people that absolutely cannot do without electricity. And then we have the electronic babysitters, the television that keeps people from rioting and causing mayhem on the streets. It keeps them inside amused. Rick, your thoughts?
I think our romance with electricity needs to be revisioned. I think that we are way too dependent on current like that. And really, it's so fragile that you really need to have some kind of game plan.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I can tell you what our game plan here is at the farm, class. In the farm, we have some 12-volt deep cycle batteries. We have some solar powers. We have a small wind turbine. And I am scaling back our need for electricity to the absolute minimum. Now, we have a generator. It's a PTO-driven generator. And literally, if I wanted to power everything on the farm I could hook this generator up to a tractor, a farm tractor, and I could run the generator powered by the farm tractor on a PTO shaft, and it will run the air conditioning, it'll run lights, it'll run the studio that I built if I broadcast from the farm rather than another studio. I could broadcast from here. I could do all that. Dishwasher, refrigeration, all of it. But it's going to consume a gallon an hour or three quarters of a gallon an hour, depending on the load, of diesel fuel. Now, would I want to use the diesel fuel for that? Or would I rather use the diesel fuel in a diesel truck to go outside the farm? Or would I rather use the diesel fuel for the tractor? Not knowing if I could get more diesel fuel, I would not want to run that generator any more than is absolutely necessary. So I would
Vincent, is that you consider getting a Jack Daniel's skill and you run everything off alcohol.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Absolutely. And with the wood stove that we have in the
source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with the wood stove that we have that produces smoke.
By the way, your diesel and your automobile and all things like your generators that run off gasoline will efficiently run off alcohol with very minor, no expense modification. You change the tuning on it. That's all it's about.
So, so Rick, you know, this could be a very serious thing. It could be a solar flare that disrupts our power grid. It could be an attack on the power grid. It could be our government just shutting it off. It could be a darn accident. An accident, a mistake. That could shut it down, and it could be a cascading event. So, Rick, just a thought. Do you want to talk a few minutes about that when we come back, or do you want to go right into Timothy?
Well, I think people are pretty well aware of what the seriousness of the grid collapse is about. I think the media is, yes. Anything you'd like to do, Vincent, I'm good. No, it's good. I'm good.
Okay, class, we're going to talk about Timothy Leary from a man who knows Timothy Leary. Well, Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be back. Timothy Leary, LSD, when it was legal. USAPrepares.com. Please, don't touch that dial.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.